Is it now or not?
Yeah, I know, but you got to have it soon.
Now 6:01, call this meeting order for Joint Committee, Business, Finance, Justice, Land and Natural Resource, Cultural Preservation, June 13, 2017. Invocation, I'll ask that Robert Huffer to offer that first.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the commitment of the Lord, pray that you just guide direct us tonight as we conduct the business of the tribe, and to be with us as we go home tonight, to ask the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next we have roll call. Who gave
you? Oh, Beaver's excuse.
Okay. Excuse tonight will be AJ, Representative Adam Jones, and Representative Dale Beaver.
Robert Huft.
Present.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks. David Hill. Adam Jones. Dale Beaver. Thomas Yohola.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Chairman, have 6 present, 4 absent.
6 present, 4 absent constitutes a quorum. Any business conducted this evening will be official. David Hill's on travel status. Next we have is approval of minutes for April 25th, 2017. Give the committee a few minutes to review and ask for a motion.
Make a motion to approve with any changes.
Motion made by Robert Huff to approve with any added changes. Sure. Seconded by Thomas Yohola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, order of business. NCA 17-107, Alabama School Creek Nation, authorizing a donation to the Yuchi Tribe of Indians. Sponsor is Lucy Tiger.
Motion to adopt.
Motion adopted by Robert Huff.
Second.
Seconded by Pete Beaver.
Just
go ahead.
I'd like to be put down as co-sponsor.
Robert Huff would like to be added as a co-sponsor. Any objections?
I'd like that to be added as a co-sponsor as well.
Okay. Also, Mr. Jack.
No.
All right. Discussion. We have someone here for a minute. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the LNC and BFJ committee. Yes, we do have members from the UG tribe here. Mr. Roland, could you please come forward? This is Mr. Jeff Rowland. Mr. Rowland, could you please go through budget, how you got to where you are, things that have happened? Back as many years as you need to go, please, sir.
Yeah, I can go back 29 months. I was brought on in February 2014 to complete the Nestor Martinez Immersion Grant and a Federal Recognition Grant. July 30th, the Nestor Martinez Grant ended, and the ANA FedRec Grant ended December 31st, 2014. At that point, we were subsisting on monies that had been left over from the previous year when the government shut down and they didn't have funds to go to them, but the funds were left in the budget to attend that meeting. And we had about another $4,000 sitting in funds that could be drawn down from the previous or from the same grant. At that point, we were, up until 3-4 months ago, we were subsisting on that money, paying the bills and trying to maintain the office. The staff and I have been on a voluntary basis since that time. We haven't had any actual salaries or any type of income short of our t-shirt sales and donations. from that point in time. So it's been 29 months since we've had any funding at all, and we've gone this far with what we've had. So now we're to the point where we actually want to keep moving forward and keep our community active and keep our community engaged with what we're trying to do. So we're seeking some funds to go ahead and maintain the office and keep a better minimum of staff part-time to allow us to continue to write for federal grants. We're not federally recognized at this time, so the only grants we can go for are limited to a certain amount of what we can do. So, but our community is behind this, and our council wants to go this way. So this is why I'm here. Our chairman, Nick Sago over there, or Clint Sago, can answer more questions. And I brought the finance officer with us if you have any finance questions.
Mr. Sago, would you like to come forward? Do you have any comments? Yes. My chair right here.
Yes, sir. I'm just going to... Dear brothers and sisters, the UCHEs are currently in a financial hardship due to a non-renewal ANA Administration for Native Americans project funding. We have not been able to pay rent or utilities because our income was dropped beginning in 2016. With this regard, we can no longer keep up with our creditors. We have been supported by alternative funds that are depleted. The UCHE Tribe of Indians was incorporated in 1992 by the tribe's ceremony of ground leaders. The traditional leadership for hundreds of years. In order to be eligible to apply for certain federal grants to assist in community development, short-term development terms of 12, 24, and 36 months. With these funds, we had monthly meetings and could train our members, the technical assistants, to run a community government, projects, propose developments in the community. UCHEs believe community members are the heart of lasting positive change in self-government. UCHEs have learned and identified five components of successful community building. The UCHEs' goals include the development of a stable economy, economic activities, jobs, promote community, economic well-being, encourage community partnerships, and reduce dependency. Protect the health and well-being of UCHE children and families, increasing projects involving youth and elder activities, strategic planning that focuses on long-term outcomes, good leadership plans for genuine progress and change. A UCHE community is healthy and self-sufficient when it can generate and control the resources necessary to meet its social and economic goals and the needs of its tribal members. Time is running out for the UCHE community. We are confident that our situation is temporary and will soon be able to make full payments again. We would gladly appreciate any help you can provide us with tribal economic entrepreneurship and the survival and revival of UCHE cultural traditions and ceremonies.
Anybody have any questions?
Any questions with the finance officer or anything else? Or any questions I can answer?
Yes.
I don't have a question, but when I was looking over this, you know, we always want to help. But one of the things that I was looking at is like our communities, each one of our communities have to go through certain stipulations. They've got to provide certain things to get money. There's $60,000 they give per year. And I got calls. I received calls right away. And they were saying, why would you guys special appropriate money when you expect all the other communities to do these certain things? And I know you guys are in the bind. I see that. And then they asked about our tribal towns. They said, are we going to start funding our tribal towns also? Is this going to open it up to set a precedence? For if somebody else is in a real financial need, are we going to bail them out? You know? And I don't know how to say it other than to say just what I've been asked, and for myself to be fair and consistent, You know, all of our communities, when they come up for a special appropriation, they have to show financials. It's a law. It's one of our laws. And they also got to do all these certain things to get, $20,000 here, $20,000 here, and $20,000 here. And so for me, that's just my explanation. You know, I wish you all the best of luck. I do support the eligibility for $5,000 as a nonprofit organization. I would support that. But because of these questions, because of the things that have been asked of me, that's where I stand, and that's what I have to do. I hope you all understand.
I can appreciate that.
Is that all you had? Right there?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. I thought somebody else had a question. Go ahead.
I can appreciate that. But by your law, we're not a community, correct?
Well, you're not one of our recognized communities. I know you use the word community in here.
No, we enrolled about 150 members in the FedRec program. Of course, we're non-recognized, so people can enroll with us. You know, they can be duly enrolled if they choose to do so. But until that point, you know, if we were to become federal recognized, you know, then they'd have to make that decision whether they want to, you know, be enrolled with us or with Creeks or with the Shawnees or whoever they're enrolled with. We are the 39th tribe on the state register as being recognized, however. But you asked for 2 years back, and we really don't have that 2 years back. We stopped, our paycheck stopped on January 9th, 2015. That was our last paycheck. That was our last, that's when our money officially was done. In fact, I had to apply for an extension with the BIA to finalize our federal program because, you know, I came in with a lot of turmoil dealing with the language program. And that was something that I had to deal with and take care of. But, if we had that 2 years back, I would gladly give it to you. But we don't have that 2 years back. I mean, I have an itemized statement here from all our payments, if you want to see that. I don't know if that'll help you or clarify some things for you, but you're more than welcome to.
Yes, go ahead.
Are there still three entities? Is there just your entity?
Just our entity only. The thing of it is that the UCHEs, the cultural UCHEs, they've dissolved. The language program with Mr. Grounds, I haven't. I totally, after July 30th, our dealings were done. And I hate to say it, but that was a good thing for us to be rid of that program. So we're on our own. We're independent. We're the UCHE tribe. It's just us. And if we move forward, if we get, you know, the ability to do that, we're going to write as many grants as we can to help, to hopefully get some funding so we can sustain ourselves. But we've sustained ourselves this long with the amount of money that we had. And that's, you know, I trimmed the budget as deeply as I could to make it happen. But, you know, it won't last so long. Because you have overhead, you have monthlies, you have everything that you need to make a business. I did what I could.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you. Anybody have any other questions? Oh, yes.
I have a couple. So, other than grant writing, what is your long-term?
Sustainability? Fundraising. We actually have some pretty good lines on fundraising on this coming fall. I think we're going to be able to do some things that will help us out. Fund of the FOAs for the A&A grant that we usually apply for comes out in November, late November, early December. So we did have a grant proposal that was ready to go this last year, but it had a technical difficulty in it, and the submission was delayed, so we didn't get that in. That was one of those things that was just, you know, you make, you know, dry runs on things, and when you're ready to do it, it doesn't happen, and that's kind of what happened with that one. So yeah, we were able to move forward, I think, with a new proposal, provided everything that ANA is requiring stays the same for this year. And I've been in contact with one of the grant writers from Creek Nation, and they've called, and they're willing to help out. I appreciate that.
Okay, so Okay, so you guys are an incorporated entity, so you don't have a nonprofit status.
That's the other issue we had when I came aboard. We didn't have a 501c3, you know, we don't have that status, that 501c3 status that we need. And that's a technical, that we can do that. But the problem that we had with it is that when I came into the mix, this tribe had gone so far back with the same administration that the taxes that were involved with doing that would be, the cost to have that status happen would be extremely high for us. So we can actually try to do some other things to make that happen for the tribe.
Okay, so what programs or and please don't misunderstand me, I understand the power of community and being together. You know, whenever I was a kid, you know, the UT language classes were at the Creek Community Center, and the Creek Community Center paid for those UT classes. You know, they sustained those UT classes. So Sepulpa, the communities have always worked together, they're symbiont.
Yeah.
So please don't, you know, just take what I'm saying, but if you guys were to close your doors, what services would your people not be able to get here that we already have?
They would lose. When we were open, we opened our doors to a community to come in to do things, to ask questions for the assistance they needed, if we could answer the questions, if we could point them in the right direction, if we could do their taxes for them, we'd help them with their taxes. Basically, we wanted to do some social programs, but we were limited in what we could do. Because the ANA funds specifically say this is what you can do on your line items only. But as an office that was open, we actually helped the community members out with things that they needed. Burial assistance, we helped out with burial assistance. We did if people needed a ride, we'd give them rides. But you know, and we'd still do that. I mean, right now, no one's getting paid. I'm not getting paid. I volunteer my time. Our assistants don't get paid. So we're here for the community.
Sure. Much like Representative Randolph has articulated, I think that this opens doors and questions about the tribal towns and what support. I mean, it's a great area. We've never done this before. I get it. And I know that some cases are specialized cases as well. But I mean, I'd be willing to support an appropriation to get you out of debt. We don't want to sink you with rocks, but you know, $60,000, I can't support that. You're not a recognized community. Maybe that's something you guys want to look into, is being a recognized community with the tribe. I don't know.
Well, $60,000 would certainly help us out for a year, and we're all we're asking for is a year. We just need to help hand up for that year. That's all we're asking for. We're not asking for anything more.
I understand that. I mean, our communities said the same thing whenever I first got to council. You know, we were given communities big appropriations, yep. And they said we need this for a year.
Our council is small, but the way that our constitution is set up, we represent via our council the three grounds that are predominant in the UG. We represent Duck Creek, we represent Polecat, and Sand Creek, and all of our members. We have two members from each ground. So we, you know, we actively support the grounds and the people on the grounds as well.
I mean, I understand, I've always respected what you do, and on my dad's side of the family, they weren't always federally recognized. You know, they went through termination status, and it's hard to get it back. But anyway, that's just, you know, I'd support enough to get you out of debt, because we don't want our citizens hurting, because I know your citizens are our citizens. But as far as the $60,000, I can't support that amount. But thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you.
Jeffrey, is part of the goal of also these tribes is to work on getting fairly recognized, right? Is that correct?
Well, at this point, our goal is fair recognition is an uphill climb for us. I mean, we're surrounded by Greeks, we're surrounded by Cherokees, we're surrounded by tribes that, you know, would not be favorable to that, us being a federal recognized tribe. I'm sure that the Cherokees would say, no, we don't want the competition, we don't want that to happen. But, you know, the other alternative is tribal town status. That's a possibility. I don't know how that would work. So maybe we could discuss that at a further date. I don't know. But right now, the main thing is to try to get us moving forward. In order to do that, we need to be able to continue to write and continue to keep the office open.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm going to be supportive. And the reason for that is that in older times, you know, the Yuchis were just more or less incorporated by the nation. And then they moved, you know, with the nation. Mm-hmm. And even during the Civil War, when the nation was divided, you know, the Yuchis united, you know, with the ones that went to Kansas. And also, even today, they're recognized because the ceremonial grants are issued to the three grounds of the Yuchis. So, to me, that shows a relationship. And I go up to Polk County. I've already been to Duck Creek. I'll go to Sand Creek on the Havers, and always feel welcome. And so, you know, I just I'm going to be supportive.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, Pete.
Historically speaking, I'm just like Mr. Yehola there. You know, we go back a long way, and we're going to stay together as brothers. And in my opinion, my vote's going to go with you. You know, for you're just asking for 1 year, and I'm just speaking on historically and culturally related items. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. I just want to say thank you to everyone for your comments from both sides. I understand both sides, and the main emphasis I want to state is that, you know, they're requesting this as a one-time assistance. It's not going to come back again next year and ask for another one. That's one thing Mr. Gold and I have spoken about. So they do understand this will be a one-time assistance because, you know, from what I've seen, when the entity does close its doors, they never reopen. That's something that I really would not like to see. So I really would like to see this. Hopefully this will pass, and, you know, as a council can explain why we did support this if it does pass. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Mark.
I just wanted to add something before we close here. As a council person, I'm just about consistency and fairness. And there are other groups of people and other communities, we ask certain things out of them. And so that's just, you know, the same thing I would ask for y'all. But if it was someone else, it would be the same. I understand all the historical significance. I have relatives that are Yuchis, you know, and I'm glad, you know. It's been good. I know the historical, but we also have laws. We also have, you know, regulations that we've made that we make other people abide by. And that's all I'm saying, you know, that's where my stance is. It's nothing personal. It has nothing to do with you all. If it was someone else, I'd say the same thing. Thank you.
What's your tribal ground?
My tribal ground is Tulsa Canadian, but it's been gone a long time.
Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 1 against.
4 in favor, 1 against, and motion passes. Thank you. Next we have is other business. Do we have other business?
Yeah, different financials.
They'll be forwarded to BFJ for financials.
BFJ, yeah, I
mm-hmm. So we need to ask her.
It can't be forwarded, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Interest on permanent
fund would be the funding source for this. All right, thank you. All right, down to other business. Do we have any other business? Any announcements? No announcements. Down to our adjournment and benediction. Thomas, would you offer that for us? Serve as our adjournment.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this meeting. We thank you for being in our presence to make this decision.
Father, as we leave from here, we ask you to give us back in grace and forgive us of all of our shortcomings. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Meeting adjourned.